This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Dude, check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
Wow. And all this time, I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Hi, I'm Lori Baranski. Welcome to another Ross Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. We're in the bye week on November 9th right here at Gillette Stadium. We have Andy Hart, Tom Kasale, and Paul Perillo giving you all the updates.
Well, an emotional roller coaster this week for one guy.
Tom Kasale.
Yes, not even Ray Ventrone, the guy who's been on the roster, off the roster, on the practice squad. Tom Casale's favorite player, Ray Ventrone, added to the active roster for last week's trip to Indy, made his NFL debut, although the stat sheet will never show it because he didn't actually get in on a special teams stop, saw plenty of special teams action, but then he was released a day or so later, removed from the team. But now he's back on the practice squad where we know he is a star practice player. Last week spent the week showing Dwight Freeney looks for Matt Light, who then struggled a little bit with Dwight Freeney in the game.
Read with
no
willing
surprise.
To that.
I've been told under good authority that Ray Ventrone will be a part of this team for the rest of the season.
He's like the Troy Brown. There's always a spot on this team for Ray Ventrone.
You need guys like that, those practice guys, him and Bam Childress. You have to have guys like that to win the Super Bowl.
That's the first thing you've ever said about Ray Ventrone that wasn't idiotic. You do need guys like that to practice, play the roles. You need guys that are going to be the gym hero, give you that 110% practice effort.
He's never going to play in the NFL.
Right.
As long as he can be practice squad eligible, he's got a chance to stick with the team. But once that goes, so does his career.
But as you pointed out, great regular season game, Patriots, Colts, undefeated. That's forever. He's
something
a part of that
take.
Contest.
Yep.
When they show the post game, as you pointed out, every time we talked about it, he pounded fists with Bill Belichick to celebrate the win. I mean, that's a highlight of his life.
Oh, yeah.
No one can ever take that away from Ray Ventrone.
Nope.
They took his jersey away, but no longer has a game jersey, but he does get a black practice jersey often enough. The rest of the moves this week, first we'll start moving the clock back a little bit when they released, placed Sammy Morris on injured reserve last Friday. That chest injury, shoulder issue, clearly something that was not going to allow him to return this year. So the numbers get a little bit thinner at running back. You know, obviously early in the year they had the two-headed monster there, or the 2007 version of the two-headed monster, Morris getting some nice carries, Maroney. Now apparently it's Maroney's load to carry. They have not brought in a veteran. Rumblings throughout the week. Corey Dillon says he's working out, would like to come back, just started working out a couple weeks ago.
After when Morris got hurt. Now
when he works out, does he run behind the goalpost or does he cut in front of it?
If he's going to cheat in front of Bill Belichick on a training camp field, I'm guessing he cheats himself in individual workouts. But I think we've all said in a number of different venues, we don't think Corey Dillon will be back. Sounds like Bill Belichick doesn't think Corey Dillon will be back. But any chance Corey Dillon suits up for the New England Patriots this year?
No way.
I don't think so. And I think we have Belichick's quote, Belichick himself, to sort of back us up. I thought he was pretty straightforward in saying that he didn't think that was in the future plans at this time. Now, obviously, things can change, but certainly, based on Bill's comments at the beginning of the week, I would be very surprised to see that happen. I have a question for you guys, though, in terms of Sammy Morris. Do you think, and this is obviously just opinion because we don't know, but do you think there's any possibility that they just ran out of time because they needed to make a decision on the PUP guys, the two Jacksons, or do you think that it was an injury that was going to prevent him from playing the rest of the year?
I think it was a pretty bad injury.
Yeah.
It didn't look good after it happened, and I think maybe they were looking at it, and at best case scenario, he could come back maybe late in the playoffs, and it just didn't make sense. I think it's kind of a big injury, though, because you kind of knew what Moss was. You kind of knew what Thomas and Kyle Brady were. But if you ask me, like, who was kind of the MVP of the offseason signings, I would say Sammy Morris, because he came in and he did things that we didn't think he was going to do, and I thought he was a big part of the offense when he was in there. And now you take him out, and you got to hope that Maroney can stay healthy.
Yeah, no question. Tom Brady admitted Sammy Morris surprised everyone with what he was able to bring to the table. I think everyone sort of undersold him, or whatever you want to call it, based on his career as a backup with limited production. He comes in here, fills in for Lawrence Maroney, and looks like, at worst, a legitimate backup running back that we thought this team didn't have, and maybe a guy who was Maroney's equivalent in terms of carrying the load or helping him carry the load offensively. He had some good games.
But that's why I brought that up, because I agree with what you guys are saying about Morris's impact. And I think had they not had to do this, and now there were some reports out, I think the Boston Herald wrote, that at the time of the injury, it was about a month that they were expecting. So if that was close to, even close to accurate, let's say 6 weeks, you know, you might have been able to wait. But I think that this 21-day window that's closing on Chad Jackson and Eddie Jackson, they had to make a decision now, I think, kind of forced their hand.
I don't think so, but it's possible. The reports certainly were a month, and that if you're going to believe those reports, then yes, it must have been some sort of time. I think personally it was a more severe injury.
Just the way they handled it and treated it initially, based on what we saw, that's what we all thought.
And if you're rushed into something, release Mel Mitchell, release Rashad Baker, not a running back you might need.
Paul, what do you think Chad Jackson and Eddie Jackson are going to do, you know, like for the team-wise? Don't you think if they could waited on Morris, he would have been more beneficial to have?
Well, it all depends on how much they had to wait. You know, if they were going to leave themselves possibly without those roster spots for another month, then maybe Bill says, I can't afford to take that chance that I might need. You know, what happens if I lose two wide receivers and I've wasted one potential replacement in Chad Jackson by putting him on injury reserve when I really didn't have to? I think that's part of the tough part of making those transactions mid-season is trying to play that game as to who you might need later and who you don't need.
As you guys are already talking about the rest of the transactions this week, Eddie Jackson, Chad Jackson added to the active roster. They had the Ventrone roster spot, the other spot they took by Marcellus Rivers, another guy who's been on and off the roster a number of times this year.
Is that the last time he's on the roster, you think?
No, I wouldn't necessarily think that. I think any time they have an issue with numbers at tight end and one of the top two gets hurt.
Kyle Brady's age and
right.
his back.
I think he could be back any day.
Problems at any point.
And now, maybe the Watson and Brady are fine and we never see him again, but I expect we will see him again at some point with the injury history and the age of those two guys at tight end. And the one last guy, Troy Brown, began his practice window this week officially or technically, even though the team is off and not practicing. So they began the 21-day window at the last minute there. Otherwise, they would have just lost him for the year. So they now have the 3 weeks to decide whether he joins the team like the Jackson boys have. Do we see Troy Brown on the active roster down the road?
I'll say yes, but I don't think there's much of a role for him.
More of a role. Chad Jackson, Troy Brown.
Troy Brown.
Although I would say Chad Jackson can be used in special teams, like as he did last year. That's where I think they'll be using him. People are talking about Chad Jackson. I think what you get with him is use him on special teams, then in blowouts. We know the Patriots don't mind throwing the ball in the fourth quarter.
That's true.
You get Chad Jackson some confidence heading into next season.
Brady to Jackson,
and then
touchdown.
You have some depth there.
55-2.
And this might be, I don't want to overstate things, but there's a possibility, too. You're getting an awful lot out of Wes Welker, and I think that there's a possibility that this is the largest load that he's ever really had to carry. You know, and I know that people will point to that Miami game where he kicked and he did all these things, but he's going to get a career high in catches, a career high in yards, probably a career high in punt return yardage, and maybe down the stretch you might try to help him a little bit by throwing Troy Brown out there. I don't know, one out of every five times maybe he has to return a punt or, you know, one series during the course of the game as the slot receiver.
He is a small guy, that's my point, he takes a pounding every game.
Whereas I don't think Chad Jackson, you know, he's backing up Randy Moss. And unless something happens physically to Randy Moss, I don't see that changing.
But for now, Chad Jackson on the active roster, Eddie Jackson on the active roster, likely a guy who'll contribute on special teams, give you a little emergency depth in the secondary if you need it, yoked up guy that can cover some kicks. Ray Ventrone back on the practice squad. Marcellus Rivers back on the street. And it's the bye week. Patriots getting richer, getting more healthy bodies, more diverse talents, and they'll be ready to go against the Bills on Sunday Night Football. That game has been changed to Sunday Night Football. Next Sunday, November 18th, I believe is the date, in Buffalo, 8:15, national game. Back to Lori.
Thanks, guys. Join us again next Friday for a brand new Ross Report podcast. Thanks for listening, and go Pats.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com. Turn for grace. It's a beautiful